Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and welcome to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Of all the responsibilities of a teacher of God's Word to children, how would you describe your overall responsibility in ministering to the children that God has placed under your care? Every day, I'm constantly reminded of my ultimate job description as a parent, and also my responsibility as both a children's worker and one who oversees others in ministry. You might think that this is a bit unusual, but my daily reminder of my responsibility is a simple door hanger decoration that one of my boys brought home from Sunday school years ago. And every time I see it, it reminds me to feed my sheep. It's a picture of a little lamb glued onto a green foam background with a red heart on top that has long ago lost its door-hanging shape. This door hanger has actually become somewhat of a nuisance because it constantly slips off the door handle and falls onto the floor, and I almost daily have to bend over, pick it up, and put it back on again. But I refuse to throw it away, which for me is like a small miracle because I love to throw things away. And if you don't believe me, just ask my family. But I refuse to just toss the stretched out door hanger, and I probably never will, because it reminds me of my first and foremost responsibility to my children, to my boys, to feed my precious sheep that God has entrusted to me and to my husband. I'm not just talking about being a good mom, of feeding and clothing my growing boys. I'm talking about my most important job in life, which is to feed my children God's Word and to help them to grow in feeding on God's Word for themselves so they will grow more each day in knowing and loving their Lord and Savior, who is their great shepherd of their life. Back last summer, when we first launched this radio program of Telling Future Generations, we began with Psalm 78, which is one of the most clear passages in Scripture, particularly in the Old Testament, that lays out God's plan for telling future generations about God and His Word. We talked about how Psalm 78 is a wisdom and instructive psalm in exhorting one generation to pass on their faith to the next generation and to the future generations yet to come. We also explained how Psalm 78 is a historical psalm and explained the importance of one generation living out their faith and their faithfulness to God as an example to the next generation. In fact, the bulk of Psalm 78 is like a traveling timeline that walks us through the history of Israel from the time of the Exodus to the time of David, constantly reminding us of the importance of walking by faith with our God and what happens when we don't. If there ever was a Richter scale that measures the ups and downs of when a people were shaking things up for God and when they were broken and shaking down, it would be the story of Israel, who are the covenant people of God. Sometimes Israel was on for God, and other times they were off, way off the chart. But through it all, even when Israel wasn't walking by faith in their God, who was their true and faithful shepherd, God was always still faithful to them. Psalm 78 paints a picture of God patiently holding back His full anger, and yet at the same time, God is constantly holding out His saving shepherd hand. In Psalm 78, verse 52, it says, "But He made His own people to go forth like a sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and He led them on safely, so they feared not." I'm so glad that the same God of Israel is my same God today, who patiently walks with me through all of my ups and downs and my in and outs of my daily spiritual life. God is my faithful shepherd, and He is your faithful shepherd, and we are His sheep through faith in His Son. But Psalm 78 doesn't end on a low note. It climaxes onto a high note, pointing back to the only high God who begins to unveil His greatest plan for His people because He knows their greatest need. When Israel was lost and wandering away from God, who is their shepherd, Savior, and King, God raised up and called His anointed servant David to step out and serve as their new king. But David wasn't a king at heart. David was a shepherd at heart. And just like his forefathers that went before him, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, David, he knew about sheep. Shepherds, they never did rank very high back in Bible times. The Egyptians despised them, and David's own big brother made fun of him, trying to put him in his place by saying that David was of no use to them or anyone when it came to battle, and David was only good for looking after a few of his father's sheep. Nobody else may have been noticing David's seemingly thankless and unending task of being a shepherd, but God did. God saw David's heart, and God knew David's love for him and for his father's precious sheep. God said, "This is the one. This is the one that I have chosen, for he is a man after my own heart." Did you ever wonder what was in David's heart and why God called him a man after my own heart? I think the scripture right here in Psalm 78, it tells us. Yes, David had a heart for God and for God's word, but David also had a heart of a shepherd's heart like God's. Look at Psalm 78 in the end verses, which says, "He chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes great with young. He brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance." Did you hear that? David, God's chosen king of Israel, was chosen by God to feed God's people because of his shepherd heart. It was his one thing that God was calling him to do, to feed the Lord's sheep. Feed my sheep. This is not just a David thing or an Old Testament thing back in Bible times. This is to be our thing, our main thing, our one overarching thing for each of us, especially for the children that God has placed under our care in our homes, in our families, in our churches, and yes, for even children in our community who may be even yet outside the fold. God is calling us to his ministry of feeding and says, "Feed my sheep." Charles Spurgeon, in his book Come Ye Children, has three whole chapters dedicated to the importance of feeding God's sheep, of feeding the lambs of God's flock. Spurgeon, in his opening chapter, he says this, "The best of the church are none too good for this work. Do not think that because you have other service to do that therefore you should take no interest in this form of holy work, but kindly, according to your opportunities, stand ready to help the little ones and to cheer those whose chief calling is to attend to them. To us all this message comes, feed my lambs. To the minister and to all who have any knowledge of the things of God, the commission is given. See to it that you look after the children that are in Christ Jesus, and so our Lord by his emphatic words commands, feed my lambs." Spurgeon then goes on to say later on in his book that feeding is both the great want of the child and their greatest need. And this is what the Lord Jesus instructs us to distinctively focus on the task as his people of feeding his sheep, feeding the lambs of God's flock. You know, mothers, they understand this. We don't need any explanation. I remember when I first held my son Caleb in my arms that I was overwhelmed with this thought, with this weight of the responsibility that my first and main duty as a mother was that I need to feed this child, and on his life, my feeding of him depends. When my second son Samuel was born, nothing changed. I remember my friend came to visit me in the hospital room, and she looked at my 6-pound something Samuel and said, "Why, he's just a little peanut. He's so small. You need to feed him." We need to remember the central place of God's word and our daily need for God's word in our own lives and for those we care for and minister to. 1 Peter 2:2-3 says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." God wants us to desire his word, to taste his grace, and by doing so, we develop an appetite that is only nurtured and satisfied by daily taking in and feeding on the word of God every day and throughout the day. We need God's word to grow, and without taking in our daily sustenance of God's grace through his word, we cannot grow, and neither can they. I often say in our CEF teacher training classes to picture God's word as a loaf of freshly baked bread. It's our job as teachers of God's word to children, to these young lambs of God's flock, to slice off for them a portion of freshly baked bread that has been baked first by preparing and studying God's word and applying it to our own hearts. We want to serve the children fresh bread that God has kneaded and worked into our hearts, and not just haphazardly grab Wonder Bread from off the shelves due to a lack of time and preparation that often leaves us wondering what happened in our teaching and what happened in their understanding. I believe that God wants us to feed the children his word by serving to them a portion of God's word. But just slicing off one chunk of it isn't good enough. We need to take that slice and break down that chunk into bite-sized pieces so the children will understand and be able to digest it, applying God's word to their lives by the power of the Holy Spirit working within them one bite at a time, precept upon precept, line by line, here a little, there a little. I believe this is what it means to feed the sheep. Feeding sheep doesn't just happen by a shepherd snapping his fingers or by pointing a sheep to tall grass so they can graze. No, feeding sheep, especially the young lambs, takes time. So did David do this? Did David feed Israel, the Lord's sheep, under his care? Psalm 78 says, yes, he did. The last verse of Psalm 78 in verse 72 says, so he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Remember, David was a psalm writer and a psalm singer. Scholars tell us that 74 of the 150 psalms bear David's name. David wrote about many things, from the Lord is my shepherd in Psalm 23 to the imprecatory prayers for God to smite down David's enemies. But the longest song next to Psalm 78 is Psalm 119. Charles Spurgeon was convinced in his Treasury of David, a 7-volume work on his commentary on the Book of Psalms, that David was indeed the author of Psalm 119, which is a whole psalm dedicated to the importance of the precious Word of God in the believer's life. David knew God's Word. David sung God's Word, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, David spoke and wrote down God's Word for God's people, all for the purpose of feeding himself on God's Word and feeding the Lord's sheep. You and I may not be David, but God is calling upon our lives today to feed a sheep and do no less. You may think that this is a little bit strange, but God doesn't just use door hangers in my life to remind me of my main job, to feed my sheep, but God also uses license plates that I see on the back of cars. Since I began studying Psalm 78 and preparing and thinking about this radio program, I can't tell you how many times and from how many different cars I have seen this letter and number on the back of those license plates all over the city that reads P78. Every time I see it, it's a constant reminder of the message of Psalm 78 and what God has through His Word instructed me. I need to tell the future generations of their need for faith in Him. I need to show to the future generations my faith by my walk of faith in Him. And I need to feed the faith of the future generations by focusing on feeding them God's Word. That's my job and what God is calling me to do. God uses little things like P78 license plates and door hangers falling off of doors to remind me of my main calling, my main task, my one thing. God wants me to tell the future generations, to show the future generations, and to feed the faith of the future generations by faithfully pointing them always to God and to God's Word. And I believe that this is His calling that God wants all of us to do. Do you remember what the Lord Jesus said to Peter at the end of the Gospel of John? Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? Then feed my lambs. And then two more times Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Then feed my sheep. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, that the generation to come might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commands. And then what is our task? God says, feed my sheep.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew He was real and I wanted to obey His word.
Make this your ministry or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God and I know that He's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.